Good morning. How's everyone doing? Okay, I figured today we'll do a little bit, tefillah, we'll focus on Megillah. So the one bracha I want to focus on is the bracha Harav Es Rivenu, found after the Megillah. It's a bracha we make. What exactly are we doing? Why do we make this bracha? Do we find often that we make brachas after we do a mitzvah? In fact, that's actually a machlok, as we've shown him. Some say there are some mitzvahs you should make brachas after. Some say you shouldn't. But we're not going to go down that route right now. I want to just focus on Harav Es Rivenu. So what's the source of this? The Gemara in Megillah.
What's the text?
So we'll read right now. Don't worry. The Gemara in Megillah says as follows. The Mishnah says, Makam shenohagu levarech, in a place where the custom is to make the bracha, yivarech, make the bracha. Amar bais and chafal from the base. Lo shana el achrav. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Everyone makes a bracha afterwards. So the Gemara qualifies it, or Abaya qualifies it, says, no, we're talking about afterwards. Meaning, av lefun of everyone, beforehand, mitzvah levarech. Before you read the Megillah, there's a mitzvah to make a bracha. Afterwards, it's seemingly a custom to make the bracha. And therefore, if you live in a place where they make it, make it. If you live in a place where they don't make it, you don't have to. Call a mitzvah kulon mevarech aleihem over asiyasim. So what's the mitzvah on the Megillah? So the Gemara says that's just the same mitzvah there always is. Anytime we do a mitzvah, we must make a bracha. Right? Of course, there are some mitzvahs we don't, and then we can go down a different shir some other time why it is we don't make bracha on various mitzvahs. But the standard is, before you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. In fact, Rav Schechter argues, forcefully and convincingly, that the same way before we eat food or partake from any benefit from this world, we make a bracha, birchas hanenin, which is basically asking God for permission. And beforehand, as the Gemara says, Lashem ha'aretz m'lo, everything belongs to God. Afterwards, va'aretz asan lefnei adam, kan kodem bracha, kan la'achar bracha, that before we make a bracha, it all belongs to God. Afterwards, God grants us permission. So says Rav Schechter, the bracha we make on a mitzvah is the same idea. Before we do the mitzvah, it's God's mitzvah. We don't have a right to do it. And by making the bracha, we're asking God for permission, and God's granting us permission to engage in the mitzvah. Therefore, it's a mitzvah levarech lefanel. So, the Gemara first gets on a little tangent, which I figured, why not do the tangent? Because who doesn't like tangents, right? Says the Gemara, my mashai over. So, the Gemara points out, Shmuel says, every mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to bless it over lasiyasan. I translate it beforehand. How do we know it's beforehand? My mashda over lish da'ak do me who Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amakra v'yoratz achimot derech hakikar v'yaver es hakushi. So achimot basically was running and he overtook the hakushi, and again the language there is v'yaver, overtook. I mean he took precedence, came beforehand. Abai Omer mehalcha. Abai says v'hu over lefaneim. You're learning this also, right, Josh? It's in Sukkah, it's in Psachim, it's multiple places in Shas. So Omar Bai Mahakam, who over Lifnayam before them, Biyazim Mahakhayar Milkum Lifnema Shem by Rosham. Okay. So point is we have a clear indication based off the sources that over means beforehand, and therefore there's a mitzvah to make the bracha in front of it. In fact, if you take Rav Schechter's route, so there are gonna be times where if you forget to make the bracha, you don't make it afterwards. Meaning, if you want to argue brachas on mitzvah is just some sort of bracha you make on a mitzvah, so let's say, for whatever reason, you forget to make the bracha, one could argue, so make it afterwards. Whereas if you argue, no, it's the nature of the bracha is you're asking God for permission, so it's useless to make it afterwards. The place where Shechta actually brings this up is there is the tefillah of a ger. Tefillah of a ger. When does the ger make the bracha on the tefillah? Afterwards. Because beforehand, you can't say, Asher k'nishem mitzvot v'tzivanu. Right? So, some understand that the reason, in general, when we make a bracha, for instance, on the Tlas Yadayim, we make it afterwards, is because by the ger we do it afterwards, so we basically say, low plug. Others say, no, the ger is unique, Rav Schechter says the ger is unique, and that you're making it afterwards, but if you're making it afterwards, because you can't make it beforehand, but what's the purpose and point to make it afterwards, because if it's just a birchas, basically asking for permission, you've done the act already. So Schechter makes an argument, which others flesh out, and I think I've heard him say it more explicitly, more in Shir, that the bracha of the ger is not actually a birchas amitz for them. It's some sort of birchas hashevach, where the ger is praising God, is thanking him for his new status as a Jew. Interesting idea.
Then they won't make it required then. Don't make the bracha, he's still Jewish, right?
Similarly, yeah. Correct. The where others, and by the way, it fits for Shech Lishitaso. Because if you take the route that's a low plug, that once because there are situations, for instance, a ger, who cannot make the bracha prior to the tefillah. Or for that matter, someone who's tamei and you know before Tekanas Ezra, after Tekanas Ezra, you can't make the bracha after until after the tefillah. So we say, look, we have no recourse. Make it afterwards. Make it afterwards. And then from there we extrapolate that anytime you wash your hand, anytime you make the bracha on Tekanas Yadayim, make it afterwards. Rav Shechter disagrees. He thinks a bracha over Las Yosin is useless. Not over Las Yosin is useless. The bracha of the Ger must be a Birchas HaShevach. Therefore, according to Rav Shechter, he says, what's happening? And he just actually Tosfos says this. So when we wash on the Tefillas Yadayim, we make the bracha prior to drying our hands. Why? So Tosfos says, so long as you haven't dried your hands, you're still considered as if you're still washing. You're still washing, meaning your hands are wet. Until you dry it, your hands are... And therefore, we basically say we can't make it beforehand. Low plug or we're impure. Make it in middle when our hands are still wet, and then we dry our hands. Rav Shechter says, but what if your hands are dry? What if your hands are clean? So Rav Shechter is of the opinion, and it fits Lashita, so that he thinks a bracha over Lasiyaso, not over Lasiyasin, is useless. Why rely on Tosfos, quoted, I think it's Bahag? Who says, your hands are still wet. So Rav Shechter, if his hands are clean, he'll make the bracha on Klas Adayim, then wash his hands. I think he was once in Karabi Yavna, and he did that, and one of the, you know, Shanalis looked at him and said, Rebbe, I think you're supposed to do it differently. And he goes, that could be. Why? I missed the... Well, that's anyone born from a Jewish woman is now considered Jewish, now commanded. I thought you were going to ask a different question.
If it's retroactive, and the woman can't say it because it doesn't apply to her, she was born.
No, that's not why. It doesn't apply, meaning before she's Jewish, she can't make the bracha because she was commanded. Once she's Jewish, she can now make the bracha. The problem is... Makes the bracha afterwards. If Shechter wants to argue, the bracha she's making afterwards is not you command me to do tefillah, but rather that's the bracha you're making, command me to do tefillah, but really it's synonymous for you've now created me a Jew. Now I'm a Jew. Next, the Gemara goes on. So what do you make the bracha beforehand? Amar Rashi, what bracha you make beforehand? Menach. What's Menach? What's Menach, Joshi? Torah bowl here. No. The bracha is a menach. It's an abbreviation. Mem stands for al mikra megillah. Nun stands for asher chas nisim lavaseinu. And ches stands for shechianu. Yes. Okay. So those are the three brachas, which, by the way, Rabbi Soloveitchik argues, and we saw he said this before, that if when the Gemara in Yudalit and Megillah says, why do we not say Hallel on Megillah? After all, we abz lechayros, from servitude to freedom, we make say Hallel, certainly from misa lechayim. And one of the answers to the Megillah is kriyas zuhi the exact lashon Hallel. The kriya of Megillah is the Hallel, right? We even saw it was the Meiri who said that if you don't have Megillah, you can say Hallel. So Rabbi Soloveitchik wanted to argue that if it didn't Hallel, then the brachas themselves are not a regular bracha. It's not even a regular shechianu, but actually it's part of the Megillah reading itself. Okay. Next, la'acharem ma'amavarach. What do you make afterwards? So here's your text, Daniel. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, harav esriveinu, v'adanis dineinu. We say, God who pleads our cause, and who judges our claim, v'nekomis nikmasenu, and he avenges our vengeance, v'nifra lonim itzureinu, and who punishes our foe, who brings retribution to our enemies, Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed be God, Hanif for Yisrael Mikol Matzoreim, who on behalf of the Jews, Israel, exacts punishment from all the foes. Rav Amar, we should say not that, but rather we should say Hakel Moshiach, God of salvation. Amar Papa Hilkoch Nemro, we say both of them. That's what we say. We say Baruch Ata Hashem, Hanif for Yisrael Mikol Matzoreim, Hakel Hamoshiach. It's a very strange bracha, by the way. It's all about revenge and retribution. Usually, it's more about salvation. Why that is, I'm not totally sure. Okay, if anyone has any good ideas, let me know. What do you say? But that's not a bracha. That's not a bracha. It's like a bracha. It's all about retribution. It's constant. And our Salvation starts talking about it. And others talk about the differences between the enemy and the foe. Oev and our tsar. Okay, fine. The so what's the nature of this bracha? Yeah, but this is Anachanami. We have plenty of source for it. It's fun. It's interesting. Okay, if you can find some good drush on that, we'll be good. We'll use it in our drush one day. Okay, so this is the bracha we make. The question is, there are a number of different halachas that emerge in this. First of all, the Mechaber says yachid, an individual can say it. It's individuals reading the Megillah. The Ramah says an individual cannot say it. Just interesting. Why would that be? Next, the Torah writes as follows. So he says, because this is a minhag, right? The Gemara preface and the Mishnah preface that yesh noheg in the place that they make the bracha. So because it's a minhag, he says if someone decides to speak in between the reading of the Megillah and the bracha, not a problem. Lo have a hafsik. Not a hafsik. Interestingly, what do we do? What is Jonathan going to do right after he finishes reading the Megillah? First thing he's going to do? You fold it up, which seemingly is a hafsik. Seems to have sick. By the way, Rabbi Salvechik points out, because this is only a minhag, so you can argue that arevas, that someone being moti, someone else, doesn't work in effort to say it themselves. Okay, so we have, why is only an individual can't say according to Ramah? Two is, if there's a hefsik, the Torah says, not a problem, because it's only a minhag. The Beis Yosef disagrees, if there's a hefsik, it is a problem. You can't have a hefsik. Next question, the Ridfast's question, this throws back a couple months ago. We know, what did we say? Every bracha, when it's next to another bracha, it's called the bracha smuch al chaverta. We don't open with baruch. Remember this rule we did? Remember this? We quoted this? Why is the kind of shaman not open with the bracha? Because it's a bracha smuch al chaverta to asher yatzar. So the question Ridfast is, why here do we, and we saw others ask this as well, but why is there... Why we open with a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, after all, it's coming at the heels of Birchas Hasmad, of Menach. So I, you could say the Megillah is a hefsek. The Megillah is a hefsek. But we saw back then, it's not a hefsek. It's all called Inyan Echadhu. It's one Inyan. So why would it be? So this is where this amazing ritual, the ritual says as follows, and this tells about the nature of the bracha. Perhaps one can argue this is not a bracha on Megillah, but rather it's a bracha of Shevach, of praise, that we were redeemed, that there was a miracle that took place. Nothing to do with Megillah. It happens to be when they institute it next to Megillah. But it's a birchas hashevach, not a birch. It's an independent bracha, a praising God. Sitting there, praising God, sounds a little bit hollow, on the Megillah. On the whole story of the Megillah. Which would mean, this can explain why the Torah says if you talk in between, not a problem. Because it's not really tied to the Megillah, it's tied to just Purim itself. It's tied to Purim itself. It's a birchas hashevach. And therefore, it's its own independent bracha, so that's why you're opening with baruch. What do you think of that? I thought it's very interesting. I had a couple problems with it. Before we get to the couple problems, whereas you could argue according to the Beis Yosef that you need to make the bracha right away. So according to that, why then if you're making it right away, it's clearly part of the Megillah. So why are you opening with the baruch? So I saw the following. I don't remember who said this. I saw the following. It's the following. That when it comes to, for instance, Birchas HaTorah, we make a for a Kriyas HaTorah, we make a bracha afterwards. Why? So the Gemara tells us, it's a Kavah Chomer, that after eating food, which is sustenance in this world, you make a bracha afterwards. So Kavah Chomer, after learning Torah, you should make a bracha afterwards. That when it comes to Torah, Talmud Torah, you should make a bracha afterwards. So they want to argue. It could have been Rav Rimon who wanted to argue that... that if you want to take the approach that this is a bracha on the Megillah, well, it's like a Kim Talmud Torah where you make a bracha afterwards. That's what you want to say. Why would an individual not be able to make it? So Yerucham Olshin wanted to argue perhaps because if it's about Pershumi Nisa and Hala, you need a tzibur for that. Okay. I was just wondering, I'll leave with this, that if you want to argue it's a birchas hashevach, some sort of praise, so why are you repeating it during the day? Say it once. So I was wondering, perhaps, I guess it's just, this occurred to me during Shemoneh Esrei. I was wondering, perhaps, if you can say that this is, in a way, the bracha of the hollow. The bracha of the hollow. So, because and therefore, I guess it's some sort of bracha of hollow, which is why we're going, but I still know why we're going to repeat it. Especially if we take the approach that Rabbi Salvechik wanted to argue that hollow is only said during the day. At night, it's Pesumi Nisa, if that would go, so I haven't thought this all through yet. So I'm letting you know. You can let me know if that would follow through. Then maybe a night only individual, only a tzibur could say it, but during the day an individual can say it. I didn't see anyone said that. If anyone sees that, let me know. Those are just some thoughts I had. But where that leaves us, however, is I think when we make this bracha, this once year bracha, we should be thinking not only about the Megillah itself, but also thinking about the miracle, the Shevach, praising God and thanking God for that, the great miracle of Purim. All right, we'll stop there. Have a wonderful week.